how we all got introduced to A&T.
Through a garage sale.
For real?
Yeah.
But garage sale.
Good. Wow, there you go.
Well, that's how I met Barbara.
Do a garage sale, like yours?
Yeah. Remember the one that when I had torn my Achilles tendon and had the garage sale before I moved?
I don't remember seeing her.
Yeah, she came in one of the days and she was looking for tactile things for her revision art gallery. And then she found those little Filipino puppets and they had cloth and wood and they had a bunch of tactile stuff.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was this the garage sale that I put up the ad on Facebook for?
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, I vaguely remember her coming by.
I didn't get to see it. Oh my gosh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and then she told me what she was looking for and why, and then we showed her those little Indonesian puppets. Mm-hmm. And then I said, I have the seahorse was like half done downstairs in the basement because I had torn my Achilles tendon and had surgery. I hadn't been able to finish it.
Yeah.
And then she said that, she gave me a little postcard and said, if you can make this gallery and submit your stuff, then you can probably get in. And that was the Revision Art Gallery. And then that was at the A&T Gallery, their very first one.
I was gonna say, that's the first one. Is that the first one for you too, Drew, that you went to for Jacob?
Yeah. I think we all went, yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned a seahorse. We haven't seen them yet. Is that one?
That was last show.
Oh, okay.
It was our first show.
Oh, it was the first show, you're right.
Yeah.
It already sold?
Yeah, that sold at the A&T Gallery two seasons ago for the Revisionist Art.
At what point did you have confidence, and let me know if I ask any questions that are too personal. At what point did you feel you had confidence to give Barbara your art to display? Or did you already have confidence in your art?
I had confidence in the seahorse, but there was no base for it. Actually, I think that's like the theme of everything I submit, is I get the one part done, and then the very last part that it takes me forever on the last day is the damn base. And truly, it just is so stressful. And that one, the seahorse was done downstairs, but I just had a round log for a base and I was trying to figure out what to do with it. I got stuck mentally.
You know, once you see the art, you'll get why the base, you'll look at it and be like, that was the hard part? The octopus alone, when you see the detail, you'll be like, and he's saying the base is the hard part? Okay, that's, wow, okay.
Because like, think about, I see, say, the art, but I don't ever think about what's going to be holding it or behind it.
Oh.
And so it's like you have to do a second art piece when really what's on my mind is the main art piece. Like attaching it to a wall or presenting it is never in my vision. And so I have to kind of create a new vision for whatever that's going to be before I can do it.
That's wild, because when you see the octopus and what's holding it up, the base, the detail in it, you would think that he thought of, I guess, the coral on the seafloor, or that's what it looks like. It's a whole bunch of coral on the seafloor. So you would think that you did that first. The way it looks, you would sincerely think you did that first, and then the octopus came with it.
No.
It's the exact opposite. The mind of an artist. It's great. What did you guys see out there that moved y'all?
I was deeply moved by that octopus, honestly. And I was like, this moment of like touching the octopus and like feeling all the little details was worth like not seeing you for like since August, and it's already October.
It was quick. The skeleton took me over 5 years, so a couple months is not that bad.
Just a second job, that's all.
Yeah. Probably more hours than a second job.
I was going to say, some people would think that you are raising a child that we don't know about. How much you disappeared.
The sawdust child. You got to get used to the dust. Oh my gosh. A lot of filtration. I liked how they presented the wall, the mask wall. It was like the skeleton with the denim, which who would ever think to put denim on a skull?
Oh my God.
On the wall next to, it was ceramic. It looked like a villain in one of the movies or something. Like the air guy or something. And then a wooden mask. And then another ceramic red one.
The red one scares me. It's like, if there was a scary movie about a diabetic face, then that would probably be...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or, like, rigor mortis.
Oh, rigor mortis.
And, and it's red.
What zombies should really look like would be that phase.
It is. I worked in a morgue, and I'm a graduate. And when they go through that, they get skin turns red, and... see? Yeah.
But when you see them all together, that's what makes you be like, you know what? I would buy that. I would buy the whole set. Like,
yeah.
It looks like it comes together. It's a
statement piece.
Yeah, it's a statement piece. It's pretty cool.
The bejeweled kid, the alien kid, future robot.
COVID baby.
That is my baby.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah, it's called the COVID kid. So she said that the person...
Because she built it during COVID? Or...
Yeah. Well, no, well, yeah. That
or COVID kids are beautifully diamondy?
COVID was ugly for a lot of people, and she saw a beauty come out of COVID, which was the kid. Like, that was what she made. And so during COVID, people were doing all kind of things. This person was building this kid, which I was like, I mean, I guess, yeah, people, a lot of people make kids during COVID.
Yeah.
Something you want to
just pretty house. And just stands there.
Yeah.
People can push it and rub it, and it's not going to get damaged.
Oh, my God.
You can bring it to parties and adorn them. You're like, look.
Comes with different bows. Like, I would trust
it's always perfect for pictures.
It's always perfect for pictures. You know? It never ages. I mean, that's the only reason people get dogs and cats. So, yeah. The COVID kid was great to me. There's a painting of, like, a diamond woman. There's this show. It's an old show. Planet Earth? No. It's like, he's like a green guy, and he's like a superhero. Captain Planet. And like, remember when he...
Oh, she does look like him.
Yes, like when he got Superman, he turned into a diamond in the sky.
Yeah.
That's what she reminded me of. If Captain Planet was a woman, bam. And then like, her wings are like...
Well, then there wouldn't be any need for her.
Well, there wouldn't be.
Because she'd have saved the planet.
Oh my gosh. Oh my God, you're right. Captain Planet didn't even save the planet.
No, no.
Jacob, that's terrible.
Well, that's probably accurate.
That is unfortunately probably accurate.
It's funny because it's true.
Well, you're right. Then the planet would be saved. But she reminds me of Captain Planet, but like more powerful. And I will pull that picture up too. But yeah, she was great. And then I want to say the octopus, but that's not the one that moved me tonight. Tonight what moved me was that mask. When I saw it, when you were first doing it, I was like, oh, okay, I get it. But now that I've seen it and I've touched it, I now know how much work you've put into it. And then it actually looks like something, honestly, my culture would have made or my culture would acknowledge, because it has all of the big features that we were picked on about. And I love it for that, really, because of the facial features. They're, what's the word? They're big, and I love that.
Strong.
Yeah, they're strong, and I loved it. So that's my favorite. That one, the Diamond Lady and the COVID Kid, I would take home. Well, the mask, I can't take myself. I got to take off the whole wall.
Yeah. It doesn't work without the other three. It's a package. The painting, the big paintings on this wall, and then that epoxy with the paper was just majestic.
I don't know how they did that epoxy with the paper.
And still make it like contemporary, like with a white border that is... Epoxy is really hard to not get fingerprints in or cat hairs in. Or it when it cools, it pulls in all the dust.
Oh.
And so to have it without bubbles in that dust, and then the only way to get the bubbles out is to blowtorch it, but you're blowtorching paper. And so I don't know how they did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I have an idea, but because there's not a lot of ways to do it. There's patience, a lot of patience over there, and attention to detail.
That one was as fun to see and touch.
Yes.
Like, I just remember running my hand across and being like, oh my gosh, this is sending like shivers down my back.
Yeah.
Look at that, yeah.
Yeah. The cool part is, for me, like, I can feel the vibrations from touching the different textures. And so that one, it is like tickles. The octopus tentacle on the inside, the little bumps if you went along them.
Oh my gosh.
One of them it was straight, but the rhythm it does, like I can feel those waves like in my spine.
Oh my
And so it was like music you could feel in a way. But that one that you did was the same way, right up in your fingers down it. Because it was just random, like...
Okay, so this will be my last question, and you're welcome to not answer it. So Barbara shared with us that A&T supports artists who have disabilities. Would you mind sharing yours?
Yeah. What would they be? Autism and dyslexia, ADD, I guess. Are those all part of them?
Yeah, I'm not going to say separately.
Pick any of them.
She also made a separate statement about dyslexia, which I didn't even think about. She said that a lot of the paintings have audio, and I was like, oh, for people who, you know, can't see. And she actually said, no, it's for people who can't see and those who are dyslexic. Uh-huh. She was like, could you imagine trying to read what's out there for a dyslexic person? I didn't even think about that.
Like, with
that,
all the stimulus?
Yeah. I was like, that is wild. I would have never thought. She said that's one thing that makes her shows different is that it's inclusive.
Uh-huh.
And even when you go to SAM, I don't think you get that experience. So just want to put that out there for everyone. Mm-hmm.
Barbara's very well thought out. Yeah. Everything she does. She's been advocating for... disabled rights forever.
Yeah.
And she continues to, and she's put her heart and soul into this. She's built something wonderful and great, and it's really hard to get connected to those galleries. Those galleries that are out there
yeah.
in Seattle,
it's
really hard to get as many as they have yeah. here doing something that's outside of their wheelbox.
Yeah.
And only Barbara could, though. That's the funny thing. She has her way about going to a garage sale and getting some stuff for a gallery along with someone to do an entry into it, and then to continue to put entries into it. That's just Barbara, you know.
I love it. That might be the title. It's the lady that goes to garage sales and picks up artists. That would be great.
Wow.
That would.
I mean, that actually might be it.
I wanted to add something to what you were saying, which is, like, as someone who is living with multiple disabilities.
Please share yours if you don't.
Oh, sure. I have autism. I have, like, ADHD, hyperlexia, a bunch of, like, other disabilities on top of that. And, like, for me, like, being able to come to a, like, art showing where I don't have to worry about, like, just... staring at the art, like trying to extract me, and I can just like come up to it and I can just like interact with it on like multiple levels. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like this show that Barbara has put on that I've been going to for the last few years has really like set the bar so high that it's like hard for me to enjoy like just a regular art gallery because I'm like, wait, I can't touch it. Like, I just have to look at it. Like, I can't eat with my eyes.
Put the attitude of it into the article would be great.
I think you need to find an emoji that expresses it just perfectly, the eyes.
Oh my god, we're gonna put a huge emoji in the middle of this sheet.